Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, January 24th, and it is bitterly cold up here in Pennsylvania. But despite the cold weather, we are all getting pumped up for racing action here in the Northeast as we just concluded Motorsports 2013. And my co-host, Miss Amy, was down there with me. And Amy, what do you think of the show this year?
I thought the show was pretty good. I really enjoyed all the cars and got a chance to talk to a lot of the vendors. So I have to say it was a pretty successful motorsports.
Now, I know you went down there looking for some things for the race team. Did you get to do any of the seminars or anything like that?
I actually took the one seminar about the sponsorship and racing, and it was very informative. And I'm actually going to be sending my proposal over to the gentleman that did this show. And that way I can see if my proposal is up to snuff.
No, that was John Snyder, I think, doing it this year?
Yes, it was.
Yep, he's one of our ones from EMPA here, Eastern Motorsports Press Association. He put on that seminar. We had the photographer seminar going on at the same time when you were over there, and we were learning a little bit more about the photography side of the sport, and they were letting people know that are interested in getting into the photography for motorsports, you know, what they need, what equipment they recommend. Bob Yerker was supposed to teach it, but he ended up getting called into work. So we had Brent Smith, and I don't know how to say Todd's last name, but it's Todd D. I'll call him that because I'll butcher his last name really, really badly. And it was really cool, though, because then the fans got to interact with them and kind of see a side of the sport that, you know, from the photographer's standpoint, they don't realize what we go through during a race weekend, you know, especially dirt racing when you got stuff flinging at you and how you have to take precautions and everything like that. So it was
a great dodge. And you have to dodge the cars in case they come flying at you, you know.
Race cars, tires, you name it, it's going to come flinging eventually. At one point in time in your shooting career, you're going to have something come flying at you.
Yeah,
you know?
If you're in the pits, maybe you might have to, you know, dodge a wrench or something in case somebody gets mad, but, you know.
Yeah, that too, you know. You got to watch out for the wrenches and the fists. They're the two big things in the pits.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, if you get the picture while they're throwing the fist, hey, it could make the cover of Area Auto Racing News, which would be pretty cool.
You could make the cover of that or Speedway Illustrated. You never know where things are going to end up, you know.
That is true.
You know, and that was neat because they did have Area Auto obviously put on the show. They had a huge display. They were giving everybody free papers, so you got to take home a copy of the paper and see if you liked it. And Area Auto is now doing online subscriptions, so now you can actually log in on Tuesday and get all the information before it gets to your mailbox.
Yes, which actually my cousin has told me it's a very good option, but I should really check into it. I'm not very online savvy, so we'll have to take a look at that. But I did have to say I renewed my subscription to Area Auto, and I got a free calendar, so I was really excited. The calendar that they sell every year, you get for free if you renew at the show, which I thought was really cool.
There's always good reasons why you need to renew or sign up down there, all the goodies and stuff like that with Area Auto and all the other magazines too, mm-hmm. You know. Now, one of the things, too, that I like with Area Auto and with them going to the online print or online edition of it, ties into one of the other seminars that we had presented by Lincoln Speedway, which was very, very informative, and Whippy and I got to sit on this one, and I think it blew our mind to realize and just to hear it, the fact stated that one day print media is going to be no more.
Exactly. It's all going to be online, you know, on your, I know I get a lot of stuff on my phone, social media, everything. It's just going to be gone. That printed paper is no longer.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary to think, but there are a lot of benefits to it. One, you have faster access to it, so you're not waiting for it to come in the mail or mm-hmm. get printed or anything like that. And two, you know, everybody's starting to become more environmentally friendly. Well, now you have less waste because everything is digital. You know, you're not printing the paper. You don't have ink, the whole nine yards. But on the same side of things, it's kind of scary to think that that's the way we're going too because, you know, I still do like to have my physical, you know, newspaper in front of me or my magazine in front of me, and to know that I'm going to have to always have internet access to be able to show somebody something from there.
Right.
It's kind of weird, and it kind of, I guess, is showing my age a little bit, but it's also very exciting to know that you know, this is the way the industry is progressing, you know, and, like, social media has become a huge hit for a lot of the speedways to be able to do their advertising and everything like that. when it comes to your marketing, it gets to be so expensive when you can just create a Facebook page, which costs you nothing other than somebody taking the time to maintain it.
Exactly, or even just, you know, a simple website. You can go online and they have free websites that you can set up, and it's, you know, obviously your larger newspapers are going to go ahead and get your bigger companies to create them, but it's one of those things. You just can always have your mobile apps and your mobile website for your newspapers and magazines, and you can just get it right there on your, like I said, on my phone, my iPhone. I've got so many apps for so many different things and websites you can make, you know, little, you know, bookmarks for. It's wonderful. I love it. But like I said, it's kind of hard to learn, you know, if you're not that savvy with it.
Well, I'll be with you on the iPhone learning curve since I have one now. And it is, it's a huge learning curve going from a Droid to an iPhone. There's a big difference between how they work. And I just found out the other day that Safari is my Internet Explorer on there. So.
Okay.
the only way I knew how to get on the Internet was like going to an email and click on the link, and that's how I got a web page to open, and then I could go to where I wanted to go. Now I learned that I don't have to do that anymore, so I'm good.
Well, just wait. I started with Instagram. I'm going to start taking pictures of race cars and posting them. Let's see if I can get as good as you are.
Oh, now we're in trouble. She's going to be fighting me for those shots. She's going to be pushing me out of the way.
Yeah, really, with my iPhone.
And you know what, though? That's one of the other things they talked about, too, was fans have so much access to, you know, the pictures and the videos, you know, all that stuff. You know, everybody has that stuff always on them. So, you know, one of the things everybody needs to realize, you know, teams and drivers and crew and everything like that is somebody's always watching.
Oh,
so,
exactly.
You know, I think it makes everybody have to think a little bit more about what they do before they do it, because at any moment something can be caught on camera, because everybody basically has one in their pocket now.
Exactly, and automatically gets posted to YouTube, and then, you know, everybody can be seen doing everything.
Exactly.
What I think is really neat, too, is maybe a lot of the drivers are going to start, you know how you got the GoPro cameras, well, now they can start having their, you know, phones with them and doing different things and tweeting and while they're sitting there in the infield. That'd be kind of fun.
Now, we heard on Lowdown and Dirty that many of the people at Grandview who raced like to take naps in the infield.
Yes.
So.
And of course, you know, Danny, my driver, Danny Green, was fitted for his seat this weekend from the Joy Racing seat. And he said it's much as comfortable as his recliner is. So expect him to be sleeping as well.
So I'm going to have to walk over there and pop him a good one upside the helmet and make sure he wakes up?
Yeah, just bang on the roof and make sure he wakes up.
You know, and it is interesting. Like you said about the GoPro, now there's the new camera out, too. It's by Liquid Image. It's a Ego HD Mini.
Oh, okay.
And this takes technology to the whole new level when it comes to local ties for racing, because this is considered a Wi-Fi camera. It is Wi-Fi because you can pair it with your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop, or your computer. As long as you have, you know, normal signal in the area that you're at, it puts out a signal just like a cell phone does. So now you can watch live what the drivers are doing inside their car.
See, that's really cool. And that would be something neat for the tracks, or, you know, somebody to have, you know, each week have a guest driver carry one of the cameras so that, you know, everybody can see what they're doing. That would be something pretty neat to look into.
Yeah, and especially like the bigger tracks that have the video boards and stuff like that, well, you can set it up to broadcast it through your video board.
There you go.
So you can watch what that driver's doing, but there again, that driver's going to be held to a higher standard because they're going to have to watch everything they do in that car.
Oh, that's true. No one-finger salutes going by.
No telling anybody that they're number one, and
right.
You can also hear everything they're saying, too.
Oh, yeah. We listened to one of our GoPro videos last year, and it was one of the incidents that we had, and yeah, it a little four-letter word went flying. So I could see definitely where they would want to keep track of what the drivers are doing and possibly keep them to the higher standard.
Yeah. But, you know, it's great to see everything emerging like this. And it's great for me personally as a photographer because it challenges me to want to excel more, because why are they going to want to look at my pictures when they can look at these videos? But Lincoln, in their seminar, taught us something that I found to be a great thing and a great piece, because everybody, you know, the first question they took in their seminar when they opened up to questions was, well, why would people want to come if you're posting all this information on your Facebook page?
Right.
Their answer is, we're not giving them enough information to know what's going on. We're giving them just enough to get their attention, but not enough for them to be able to sit home and not, you know, come out, because they're not going to get the full story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do post some results and things like that throughout the night, and pictures taken from a distance of Victory Lane, but nothing up close and personal or anything like that until after all the events are over, and the next day they'll publish, you know, the final pictures and things. But, you know, the way they've really taken control of social media for their track and limiting people in general, you know, fans in the stands sitting there shooting video on their phones, can't post it.
Right.
You know, and I agree with that because, okay, you're going to post it. Why am I going to want to go? Because so-and-so just posted all over the place. So I can just sit here and watch their version on YouTube. And, yeah, it's probably not the greatest, but I'm not getting dirty. I don't got to get out of my house, you know, the whole nine yards. But there's not the same feeling that you get sitting there watching replays and things like that as it is when you're actually in the grandstands participating in the events. And that's the key thing people are missing out on when they're not there at the track. And they found the right way to mix it up enough to get your attention and make you want to come, because they're not going to tell you everything else that's going on. You'll get like, oh, so-and-so crashed, but you're not going to get how, why, who, or anything like that. You're just going to get, oh, there's a car upside down. You know, enough teasers that are going to kind of make you wonder.
Right, and of course, you know, seeing all that bumper-to-bumper action and wheel-to-wheel action, that personally is why I like to go to the races, because you really get to see everything there. So I think people, like you said, are missing out in this way. Oh, sorry, I've got my background coming on here.
It's all good.
but I think, yeah, I think people are going to want to go rather than deal with the media, the social media, and actually be able to go and experience it firsthand. Because, you know, you never know what to expect at the races. And it, like you said, the getting dirty and everything is the best part of it. Personally,
the sight, the sounds, the smell, you know, everything all around you, all the senses and everything like that are in action when you're at the racetrack. And, like, one of the things they do before the races is they do a fan cam. So they'll go around and take pictures of their fans having fun and obviously getting the crowd pumped up. And they'll post the pictures. Now think about this. You're going to post the pictures of the people in the stands. What are they going to want to do when they get on your Facebook page?
Oh, find them in the, you know, the crowd and then basically tag each other. That'd be kind of cool.
And then what happens when they tag each other?
Well, more people are going to see it.
And it starts spreading and it gets more interest and they go, look how much fun they're having. What were you doing? Where were you at? And then they'll go, well, I was here. I was at this track. Well, you know, what's it entail? You know, and then they'll go like the page for the track and then they'll start checking out and then they'll start coming. And as much as I hate to admit this fact, too, is we're not getting any younger. Social media is the thing, you know, even my kids and everything like that, and, you know, 12-year-old and 14-year-old, they want Facebook. I keep going, no, not yet. But that's what the younger generation is into. They're into Facebook. They're into Twitter. They're into, what is this, Tumblr and Instagram, like you said about, and Google now has a version of Facebook, and there's just so many social media outlets. But this is where things are going. So if the tracks want to keep going, this is something they need to look into and kind of, I hate to say it, but get with the times, even though us older generation is, you know, we tinker with it. We know how to use it. We make it work and everything like that. But the younger generation, this is what that's how they get their news. They know everything before we do. We don't have to wait for the news to come on anymore. It's in our feed, you know?
Right. Well, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for a kid to come up into the pits with a picture of the race car for Danny to sign with one of those electronic signers. You know how they've got like the, stylus and sign. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that would be something really strange to see, but it would be kind of cool, you know? And
well,
I'm sure that's going
to
happen. We are getting there.
And one of the other advantages, too, social media, what the tracks can have, and they were telling us about, is you can put your lineups right on Facebook.
And let me tell you, as somebody who has to go get the lineup and wait for the lineups, that is a wonderful idea. I really, really wish Grandy would go to doing something like that. Plus, it would be really neat for the fans to see exactly ahead of time what those lineups are going to be. Because a lot of people do the scoring, you know, on their own. And it would be such a wonderful idea to have that.
It is. And, you know, like Lincoln does it by typing it all in. But to simplify it, you can always just take a picture, post a picture, and it's there, you know. You know, have driver rosters in so that they can look up the numbers and everything and match it up that way. But there's so many things that help everybody at the track. Like you said, people love to keep track out in those grandstands. They'll keep, I remember as a kid, you know, we were writing everything down lap by lap, keeping track of everything. And we'd match our points up to their points and go, wait, something don't match. So, you know, and then we'd go back through all the results and double check everything. If it didn't line up, still we'd, you know, give everybody what they needed. They'd take it up and say, hey, this, we don't think our points are right. And, you know, you could have the proof then to back you up with it.
Right,
so,
and that's also, too, that's a great way to get the fans involved, because what if the fan catches something that maybe the score didn't catch? You know what I mean? I think it would be such a great opportunity for them.
It is, you know, and it's something really exciting, and I think it's something that a lot of tracks now after the seminar are going to be looking into, especially for the 2013 season. You know, we're not that far away, but it's not something that's going to take a lot of time to put together. You know, if, as long as you have the right group of people in place to do it, I think it'll work out well for tracks.
I agree. So how about motorsports? How'd you feel about Brett Hearn being named the greatest driver in 50 years?
I was a little surprised, and I think he was more surprised than anybody, to be honest with you. you know, but the class, the top 10 that they had picked were all amazingly talented drivers. And if
exactly.
I had to be the one to pick one driver out of there, I wouldn't be able to do it. You know, it just, it was a tough, tough choice. And, you know.
Well, I know personally, looking at the entire top 10, they, like you said, they are all wonderful, fabulous drivers. And personally, they were all number one in my book, because I remember growing up, you know, seeing these drivers, knowing that they were all awesome. And, you know, some of them you don't like, some of them you do like, but oh my goodness. And the actual poster that the Area Auto has for them is just a really, really neat poster. I don't know if you got to see that at Motorsports in their booth. You know, it shows their cars and it shows, you know, the 50 years of Area Auto. It's just a really, really neat poster.
It was.
That
and
they have.
You know, it took a lot of work and everything like that to put that together. And I think each one, when they were signing autographs, too, had a little miniature version of their print from the poster to sign, if I remember correctly, when they were meeting with the fans.
Oh, that's awesome.
But,
very,
I mean,
awesome.
When they were announcing the lineup, I wouldn't have ever been able to narrow it down. You know, in each respect to every driver that was nominated, they were legends and still are legends. You know, some of them are still competing, like Brightbill and Pouchy and Hearn. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are Horton's in there, too. Forgot about him. Can't forget him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Danny
Johnson.
And
I mean,
Fast Freddie Raymer.
Yeah,
can't forget him.
They're all legends, you know, regardless whether they've retired, if they've passed on. Each one of them set their mark in the history of motorsports. And,
okay.
I mean, Hearn and his accomplishments, it's just amazing. 800 feature wins, 40, you know, track and circuit championships. You know, he's been racing since 1975. And he just keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no,
I mean,
I would definitely be proud to have him in one of my cars. But then again, you know, it's one of those things you'd have to have a really nice set of wheels to get out there to get him.
Well, I know Whippy got to interview him Tuesday night. We had him on, and we were talking a little bit, seeing what his plans and everything are. And, you know, maybe if his schedule permits, maybe we'll see him come down to 76er, because that's the one thing that's eluded him.
Oh, no, wouldn't that be something?
You know, it's amazing to look at his records, and that's one thing he hasn't won. And I just kind of sit there going, wow.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, it's like, who could field him a car that could get him around Grandview? I think he'd have to come and visit us a couple more times to get some more laps in there.
Well, doesn't he come for Thunder on the Hill, too, when they come in?
He does.
Yeah,
he does,
I mean, and he knows
that
track. I mean, Brett, honestly, I could think you could stick him on any track at any time, and he's going to figure it out within a couple laps.
Yeah, but still, you know, to race against the Grandview regulars would be kind of cool, to get him up there on a Saturday night. That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be a definite crowd pleaser, especially with some of the entries and everything that we have already for this year. Could you only imagine adding him into that mix every weekend?
Oh, my goodness. That's not going to happen, folks. That's not happening.
No,
you're not hearing it here first.
I would love to see him if he could get in his schedule though for the 76er. I think that would be great to see him come down and compete for that. I think, you know, even though it's not a $50,000 race this year, I think we're still going to have a huge turnout, and I think it's going to be another one of those events that you don't want to miss.
And how about the actual crowning of Miss Motorsports? Congratulations to Katie Totterow.
Yes, Miss Katie is our 2013 Miss Motorsports. She had one of her posts, and she said she won an award better than Miss America and Miss Universe, you know, stuff like that. And it's just awesome. We have a female representing us this year in motorsports who knows about the sport. She's grown up in it. Her dad, Rick Totterow, races late models. And she
Don't
races Enduro. And Steve,
too.
Yeah. Well, Steve flips, too. I have to mention that, too. He did that on the weekend when I wasn't there, so I'm very grateful for that. Yeah, I kind of was glad I wasn't there that night to see that one. I wouldn't have been able to take pictures. He said I would. I said, no, I wouldn't have.
No, but I am happy to have a representative of the sport who understands the actual sport and, you know, has been around it. And I mean, she looked absolutely beautiful. She really did look beautiful, and she held herself very well on that stage. So I'm very proud of her, and, you know, I congratulate her all the way. And I just saw she was on her way to Volusia. So
she's booked her plane ticket for Volusia. She's going.
Yep.
That is so exciting for her, and, you know, and just so proud of her. It just shows, you know, hard work and dedication do pay off. It's something that she's wanted. She went after it last year. She didn't win, and she came back this year and just blew everybody away. And while we were down there, too, right before we started Miss Motorsports, Fred Kennedy, who most people probably have no idea what his name is, but you'll know him as soon as you hear the line of one autograph per person only, please. Mr. Kennedy has been work in the motorsports show for as long as I can remember. He's a great guy. He keeps the line moving when it comes to autographs and everything like that. And Len Sammons presented him with the Joe Pratt Memorial Award of Excellence. So I want to congratulate Fred for all of the things he does to help make sure the motorsports show goes on year after year and keeping the line moving for the fans so that everybody has a chance to meet their favorite drivers.
Very nice. I didn't get to stop and see Mikey Waltrip. I walked past him. He looked at me and I waved, but that was about it. I didn't get to go up and get up in line and, you know, say hi to him, but that's okay.
Oh, let's see. What else do we have going on down there? There was so much going on. They had the Northeast Biggest Winners of 2012, and this year's winners that were acknowledged was Stuart Friesen. He was the overall winner for Dirt Track Modified drivers and overall for everybody that was nominated in the classes for their accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
John Walters won the Dirt Late Model division. Wayne Healywell Jr. for Asphalt Late Model. Jimmy Zacharias for Asphalt Modified. Pat Cannon and Greg Hodnett tied for most open cockpit wins. And Camilla Miller won for Micro Sprint. Now, she said she may not be backing that up this year, though, because she won it last year, because she is going to be going off to college this year. So all you Micro Sprint drivers out there, here's your chance to beat her. You know, she's had it the last 2 years, and she may not be making it the full circuit this year, so you finally got a chance. So you got to keep your eye out. That spot is probably going to change by next year.
Hmm.
Now, they also had all their booth awards.
So, oh, yes.
Best Appearing Stock Car went to Kyle Weiss, the 21K four-star lettering.
Absolutely beautiful car. Sorry to interrupt, but that car was absolutely gorgeous. Good job, four-star lettering.
But the only thing I keep saying is I'm so used to Kyle having purple, and there's no purple. I need purple.
There's no purple, but that blue, it just stood out so good.
It is a pretty blue. It is. I'll give him that, but I still miss my purple. I'm stuck on that. Our best open cockpit car was Ryan Gress, number 33. He's an ARDC midget. Best Speedway Club display went to Brett Deo Motorsports. Which,
yes, that was a very nice.
Just everybody who knows, that was in the Mystery Scavenger Hunt. That was the seashell. That's where it came from. So everybody knows where the shell came from. Commercial display went to Teo Pro Fabrications. Best drag car went to Dino Nicholson's Mercury Comet. The best race car display was Reed's Tannery Fred Raymer No. 20S 410 Sprint. The best quarter midget kart display went to South Jersey Quarter Midget Club. Best racing was ATCO Speedway. For vintage stock car class, it went to Richie Evans No. 61 Modified. And vintage open cockpit went to Gary, I'm going to butcher this one too, sorry, Mondesheen's Antique TQ. Vintage display was Garden State Vintage Club. And then we had our Little Miss Motorsports activities that went on Sunday morning. So we had Little Miss and Tiny Miss were our two divisions Sunday. And the 2013 Little Miss Motorsports winner is Kylie. I'm sure it's Kylie is how it's probably pronounced. Kylie Murray. She's 9-year-old from Pottstown. And her runner-up spot went to Samantha Grice. And then second runner-up was Triana Stetzel. And in our Tiny Miss, we had, it was Gracelyn Buckwalder, who is Stevie Buckwalder's daughter. And runner-up was representative of Joey Adams Lettering, Kylie Mae Eisenhart. And our second runner-up was Cameron Brolt. So those are all of our people and awards and everything like that. So when you walk around motorsports and you see all the cool stuff, there's more going on than what you're seeing. Everything you see there is being judged. So that's what we have from that. And
did you take a look at any of the antique cars or the vintage racing cars that were there at all? Some of them are really sharp looking. It's neat to see how the sport has really, you know, progressed over the years.
It has.
One of my favorites, I have to say, was the Dorney Park display with the old 55 Chevy that was there.
Yes, I was talking to them. I remember those days of the track, and most people probably look at you now funny when you say, yeah, Dorney had a racetrack, and they'll go, huh?
Yeah, they're like, what?
Yeah, say, what? It's like, yes, you used to go on the log flume, and you just keep running all around, getting back on it so you could keep going around, because if you went on the log flume there, which is down by, I don't know what they call the roller coaster anymore, the Phoenix. I think that's what they're calling it right now. I don't know. The roller coaster, it used to be by the original entrance.
The wooden one.
The log flume that was there, if you went on the log flume, and when you go around the back half of the log flume, the farthest out that you go on it, you could actually look down into the racetrack. So you'd have to keep getting off and getting back on. You could watch racing when you were there. And you could get two things for one. You got the amusement park and the racing all at one time then. But Dorney's gotten bigger and the racetrack went away, and now we have a water park and all kinds of other stuff there. So,
Speaking of racetracks gone by, the Reading Fairgrounds, have you heard the whole gossip that's going on at the Fairgrounds Mall is up for Marshall sale as of March, and everybody's favorite thing is saying, hey, let's bulldoze it and build another racetrack, which that would be fabulous, but
it would,
but gonna happen.
You know, Mike Feltenberger made a great comment last night on his show Strapped In, and that is, if you are so for this track, you need to remember one thing. You're not going to have your old-time drivers there. It's not going to be how it used to be. You know, it's not going to be, you know, I just can't think of it, you know, Warren Ruffner and Redkoff and Dizzy Dean. You're not going to have those guys there. You're going to have young blood, and you have to be prepared and be willing to accept change because everything would be different.
Yeah, because the sport is just moving forward. But it's nice to look at all the nostalgia of the track and everything, just like with Dorney Park and with the fairgrounds and Nazareth. Unfortunately, it's never gonna be like that again. We have to look at what we have now and, you know, embrace what we have and go from there.
Exactly. And as much as I would love to see a version of Reading back, we also have to be realistic. And we all know how neighbors get nowadays. Even though the racetracks have been there long before they've been there, they need something to complain about.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm sure if anybody would even have that notion to bring the track back, it would be a very long fight. Look at Liberty Bell Motorsports Park over here in Douglasville, Birdsboro area. and everything they've gone through to try and get that put in there, and all the fighting and all the zoning and everything. It's not just, I'm going to build a racetrack. You've got so many legalities you have to go through and so much red tape, and it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of money, and in this type of economy, that's really hard. You know, and I hate to be so pessimistic, but it's the truth.
It is. It is the truth. Plus, you don't have $45 million to buy the land and, you know, to develop it and everything. But, you know, what are you going to do?
But I will say I've always been a big advocate of just tear them all down. but I'm not a shopper to begin with. I'm not your typical girl to begin with, as everybody knows. I'm not your one that wants to go shopping and all that other stuff. If I do have to go to the store, I want to get in, I want to get out, and I want to go home.
Well, the only reason why I go to that mall is for the actual the Reading Fairgrounds reunion show.
That's the only time I'll go up there anymore, too, is Reading reunion.
Yeah, and unfortunately, without the Coventry Mall show this year, we're only going to have, I know the Big Diamond area is having a mall show, but in our area here, you know, the only mall show that we're going to have is Reading, so where are we going to go from there?
maybe in time we can get another Coventry Mall show put together. It'd be great, but, you know, it is what it is, and I hate to say it that way, but some of the reasons why these shows are failing like they are, the mall shows and stuff like that, is lack of participation, and I'm not going to say it's on the fans' part either.
Right.
You know, and I hate to say that, but at the same time, I can also understand, you know, a lot of your local racers don't have the time to be out there every night at a week-long mall show and meeting with the fans and stuff like that. And, you know, it's sad, but unfortunately that's one of the other things our economy dictates, is you have to work when you can.
Right. Also, too, with the, you know, off-season, the off-season goes so quick. You know, by the time you get your engine in to be rebuilt and everything, and, I mean, granted, you don't need an engine for the shows, but it takes so much time and effort to tear the car down to a complete, we do it to a complete bare chassis to check everything over. And then, you know, start rebuilding from there. And if you find any parts that you need to replace, it's just, it is an ongoing, you know, you got Christmas in the middle. So it's an ongoing effort from the whole team to get the car ready. And I know us, we're probably not going to have everything completed and lettered and ready to go until practice day, which is the end of March. It is really hard. So for your low-budget teams, you know, looking for sponsorship and trying to get all that information ready, you can't really get your car lettered yet. So what's the point of putting a car in a show if you don't have all your sponsors secured anyway?
Exactly.
So it's a really short off-season. It's crazy.
Can you really even call it an off-season anymore?
No, it's not.
It's not. I mean, at this point in time, I don't think we have an off-season anymore, if you really think about it, because no matter what, you're always working on the cars, you're always getting ready, you're always doing something racing. Racing is always on your mind. It's always your focus. So I can't call it really an off-season. It's just
right. The
inactive part.
I look at it, too, as, okay, the late models, technically, you know, our season ends with the Grandview late models, but technically our season will end, you know, September. But, you know, we have the option to go to other tracks, but we don't have a longer season than the modifieds. The modifieds have racing way into, you know, October, sometimes November, and it's just, they have an even shorter off season than we do.
Hold on, everybody's like sending me questions all at one time. Ah, my little screen just lights up. it's pretty cool.
I don't get to see the screen, thank goodness.
Yeah, Amy doesn't get to see all that, so.
But I can take questions if you friend me on Facebook, Amy Marie Blackman. Friend me on Facebook, I can answer questions. Or if you want to like my motorsports page, which is AMB Motorsports 46, and that's A, M as in Marie, B, as in Blackman, Motorsports 46. Yeah, you can like me on there, and we can, you know, chat through there.
Or you can always call us, too, at 646-649-1899. We take calls, too. We're not shy. Really, we're not. We sound like we are, but we're not.
Yeah, and you know, we just take a topic and run with it. So if you have anything you want to talk about, call us, let us know.
Now, we just said how there's really no off-season. This is going to prove the point that there's no off-season, because guess what next weekend is already?
What is next weekend already?
February 1st and 2nd for the Atlantic City Indoor Boardwalk Racing.
Yeah.
It is already time to go racing here in the Northeast. Can you believe it? We're basically 1 week away. You know, it's kind of amazing to think that we're going racing. It's cold outside. It's, you know, 20-some degrees outside right now. But we're going to go racing next weekend. Trying to pull up the schedule.
At least it's indoors.
It doesn't mean a whole lot. It still gets a little chilly. But it's okay. It's all worth it. Next Friday and Saturday, we're going to go racing indoors. The Gambler's Classic TQ race, the 600cc Micro Main. Those are our big things going on next weekend. The Champ Kart Main. The Slingshots are going to be running. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And I'm trying to look. I know I have a ton of entries and everything like that that are in here. And I'm looking to see. Of course, I can't find them when I want them. From 5 to 6 o'clock, if you have a lower-level reserve seat, you're going to be allowed to go down and check out the racing surface, meet some of the drivers, get some autographs. They're going to have treats and goodies and souvenirs and all kinds of stuff. And let's see. Some of the kids, it looks like, when they go down on FanFest, are going to have a chance to win a prize. So if you have one of your kids with you and you're going down to FanFest, keep your eye out. Somebody might have a prize for them. And I know they were talking that there's some stuff going to be going on with Twitter, and we're hoping to have Shane Andrews on Tuesday night to tell us a little bit more about what they have planned with Twitter. So there again, social media is coming into play at Atlantic City Boardwalk Hall Indoor Race. You know, they're going to have giveaways that are just Twitter-based. So, you know, you got to keep an eye out for stuff. Let's see.
Maybe they can do a scavenger hunt like you did.
I like the scavenger hunt.
Let me tell you, I didn't know anything. I didn't know any of the answers until I got to motorsports, and I actually was looking. Now, see, I wasn't eligible to win, but I still was looking, and there was a few that threw me for a loop. I couldn't find them, especially that smiley face one. But I did notice where it was.
You found it then. Yeah, I mean, and I think we're going to do something like that for Reading, too, across the four pages, which are Garage Talk Live, the home base page for all of our shows, and then we have Lowdown and Dirty, Girls Getting the Facts, and then we do Almond Photography, which is the photography work from what you see from all the events and everything like that are coming through Almond Photography. So you got to like all four pages to be eligible to win, and watch out, because Reading's going to have to be even harder, because there's not as many things on display up there. So you never know what I'm going to be going after when I go up there and get those pictures.
So, Tammy, do we have any callers at all?
Not yet.
No.
No. But I see Joey Adams is in the guest room.
Oh, boy.
That means you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble. What did I do now?
I don't know. I don't know, but he has logged in, so uh-oh, watch out.
Oh, boy. So I got my Area Auto today in the mail, my printed version. And I have to say, I much like the summer versions better because they're a lot thicker. But, you know, hey, it's off season.
It is.
I'm not complaining, though.
It's not technically off season. We just established this. There is no off season. I don't think we can use that word anymore.
That's true.
So what did they have good in there? I know they have pictures and stuff like that from motorsports, and I'm sure probably some banquets that were going on.
Yeah, there was Mercer Banquet and Delaware International Speedway Banquets were coming up here. I just kind of page through.
You know, that used to be the thing. It's like, oh, the paper's here. Flip through it. Okay. Flip to the
side.
Nothing
done. Yeah, it'll just kind of sit there and just wait.
They get really good at collecting dust in the pile, but it used to be the thing, you know, you couldn't wait. It's like, come on, where's the mailman? Where's my paper? We used to tease them when I was a kid, going, what, you read it before you bring it?
Yeah, really. Oh, but look, Central PA Dirt Track and Show, January 25th, 26th, and 27th at York Expo Center at York Fairgrounds. Now, that could be something that would be fun to go to.
Do we need a road trip Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday is family day. $5 admission. Kids and kids 6 and under are free all weekend. Free parking.
Can we be 6 and under on Sunday?
Maybe if we walk in on our knees. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't even think we'd be short enough then.
No.
We're a little tall. I don't know. We'll have to look into that, you know? Maybe something to do.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have a Simpson Safety Products Seminar. Motor Vehicle Codes Enforcement Division of the State Police will be there from 1:30 to 2:15 on Saturday afternoon. They're going to talk about the changes in the laws which will affect the racers and their tow rigs.
Oi. That
yeah.
doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure. A lot of it had to do with sponsors on the side of the tow vehicles or trying to make it a commercial vehicle, and you'd need a DOT number. But, yeah, it's something interesting that everybody as an owner or whatever should look into.
Uh-oh, we have a caller.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hey, welcome to Girls Getting the Facts. Who's this?
This is Mr. AMD46.
Oh, hello.
Why,
hello.
Hello. I figured you needed somebody to call in.
Well, yes, we do. Everybody, this would be my husband, Michael Blackman, the M in motorsports.
Now, wait a second. Now, before, if I was listening correctly, when you were giving a description of it, you said the M stood for Marie.
It is actually Amy Marie Blackman, but he's the silent M.
Is that what you call it? The silent M, huh?
You're the silent M.
Oh, okay. I'll be the silent M.
So
it's,
are you
it's your
M.
It's your toy.
It is
so
my toy.
Are y'all ready to go racing, Michael?
We're getting there. I think we'll be ready.
You think?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
No, we'll be ready. Of course we will be. We don't have a choice.
Well, now, you know, oh, Joey, I just saw what Joey posted. That's not nice. They got that seminar this weekend about tow vehicles and stuff. Does that mean you need to hook some teams up with new tow vehicles over there where you work?
Absolutely. If anybody's looking for a new vehicle, they know who to call. It's Big Mike.
Big Mike out of Faulkner Ford in Quakertown.
Tell him
Girls Getting the Facts sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do that, I'll even take $500 off any car. Like that.
There you go.
Hear that, listeners? $500 off your car if you mention Girls Getting the Facts at Big Mike at Faulkner Ford in Quakertown. That's a good deal.
That is.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. Except I just got my Jeep. That doesn't help me.
We can trade you out of it. It's no big deal. It's nice and easy.
No. I like my... Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I was going to say, my car is finally paid off.
It is finally paid off.
So
you're
maybe
welcome.
We could... Thank you. Did we lose Tammy? I think we lost Tammy.
Yeah, she said hold on for a minute, so...
Hold on. We got Whippy.
Whippy!
Yay, what's going on?
Hey, Whippy.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. We're having a party on the radio here.
Well, that's what it's all about, having fun. You know.
Wait, you just missed it, Whip. Mike just said if anybody goes to buy a car from him and tells him that Girl's Getting the Facts in him, they're getting $500 off their car purchase.
Oh, yeah, what kind of cars?
It's
what's
at
that?
Faulkner Ford. Faulkner Ford in Quakertown. You got to go see Big Mike.
I need a new Ford. My Ford, I have a 2000 Ford F-150, and he's old.
Okay, well, there you go. Contact my husband, Big Mike.
Big Mike, I might just have to do that. I need a new hot rod for the summer.
There you go.
Wow. All right, good. See, it was worth calling in, Jeff.
Yeah, see, I'll hook you up.
All right, well, we're going to have to check into that. You have to give me, I just got back down off the Obama program, so you got to give me a couple months.
Yeah. Mike, you should give out your phone number to everybody.
If you want to give me a call, phone number is 484-264-7613. That'll link you to the Big Mike line.
Big Mike line.
That's right.
All right. Oh, what's going on, girls? What are you guys doing tonight?
You missed it. We talked about our seminar we went to, and then we said about how they're going to implement some of that stuff up at the Atlantic City race coming up next weekend with the Twitter
right.
and everything like that.
I don't Twitter. I don't even know what Twitter is.
Honestly, I think it's just glorified text messaging, but that's just me. I still haven't figured that one out all the way yet.
I ain't got all that stuff. You guys got me all high tech now. I can just get that.
We're lucky we got you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just catching on. I just learned how to delete all my emails, so I did that tonight.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that was forever. Yeah.
Was it all hate mail, Whippy, or was it all fan mail?
Well, I don't know. I found out you could get rid of it by hitting that spam thing and then get rid of all that, whatever spam is.
So.
And it's not the,
you don't want to read.
It's not the stuff in the can, really. It's not.
So. But, hey, it's hard to believe that we're going to be going racing in, like, 31 days.
Is that all it is now?
Yeah, Lincoln opener is like a month away.
Oh my goodness! Well, we got racing next weekend too. We got the indoor.
Yeah, you got that Atlantic City. I mean, it's here. You know, so there's no off season no more, even for fans. It's ridiculous. You know, but what are you gonna do? It's all part of the world now. We race 24/7, 12 months out of the year.
Yeah, but I'm not complaining. I hate when there's no action going on. I need something to feed that addiction that we have.
Oh, well, yeah. Racing is a drug. I mean, it's once you have it in you, you cannot get rid of it. You can go away, but you will always eventually come back.
I can say 100% I agree to that. I left for 2 years to go race motocross, and I couldn't take it. I had to come back. It's like I miss my Saturday night dirt tracking.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are racers, and it's like they're not good spectators, you know.
No, they get all itchy and antsy and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I got them. They just up and leave before the feature even comes out. You know, I'm like, what? You know, but hey, you know, that's how some people are. You know, but hey, look at years ago when Bouncy used to drop out, people would leave.
That's true. I remember that. Their drivers would drop out no matter who it was. They'd all start leaving.
Yeah, they just leave. Or, hey, here's the kicker. It's a big race. You've been waiting for it to happen. With five to go, people next to you halfway through the middle of the aisle decide they're going to up and leave with five to go.
I tell them to sit their butts down because I want to watch the end of the race.
Exactly.
And I'm like, where are you going? You know? I mean, I don't understand people like that, you know.
Anything can happen those last five laps, you know, blow a tire, blow an engine.
But the big one.
The big one.
So, I just, that kind of stuff baffles me as a race fan. I was like, why, you know? I don't understand it, but.
And you know what? A lot of the fans, too, they miss out going into the pits. I mean, nowadays you get a lot of good free stuff in the pits.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, at least, you know, that's what's cool about the late models like Grandview and Big Diamond and you know, the modified tracks. The modified guys, 90% of them will stick around. But nothing against the sprint car fans. I'm probably going to get bashed for this one. But, man, them 410 boys, they're loaded up and out the gate.
They're gone. But they also, some of them, the way they drive between tracks and everything like that, too.
Yeah, and I understand that. Like, you know, but, you know, I do agree with that, you know. So they take a lot of abuse for that, you know, but, you know, it's horrible.
Well, anybody can come see the 46 late model after the show because we'll always be there, even if we crash.
And
even if we crash. Yes,
and
get free Oreos.
Free, wait a minute. Free Oreos?
Chocolate-covered Oreos.
Do you got milk with that?
For you, we'll
no.
have milk. Just for you.
But no, my one sponsor, Christina, Sweet Indulgences by Christina, gives us chocolate-covered Oreos to give away to the fans.
Nice plug.
And they're awesome.
That was a good plug, yeah. But now you need a milk sponsor because you got to have the milk with it. You know? Yeah. And I don't think they sell milk at Grandview. I don't think there's milk at Grandview.
No.
They have Dixie cups if you melt it down.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Tara, are you ready? Like, now listen here, because you're going to, like, if this social media thing that they want to do at Grandview, you're going to be one busy girl in that infield.
We are.
What do you mean we? Because I don't have that technology.
You don't have the technology, but I'm gonna give you some helpful things to do with me.
you give me your phone and show me how to take pictures of the fans. I can do that.
I'll do that. I don't care. You can use it.
Yeah, and then I can do that part before the races and stuff. I can handle that.
Yeah, everybody definitely has to stay tuned because Grandview has some really, really cool things in the works for this year. So we can't say everything that's going to go on, but we got some things in the works that everybody's going to have to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, if it happens, it'll be pretty neat, I think.
I think so. I think we'll be good to go. I think we'll be ready. My goal is to have a lot of stuff ready by practice day, that we can start testing some stuff out that day, see how it works, so we have time to play around.
Uh-huh. Social media, because I'm telling you, that social media, folks, is where it's at.
It is.
That's a trailer, so you don't got to hustle, you know. I mean, hey, what heat am I in? And run up there, you can just hit your phone. So.
We'll make this work. We're going to figure it all out. It's going to take some thinking, but we'll do it.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm going to enjoy having heat race. If it happens, I'm going to enjoy having the heats and the features.
Right.
You know, give it to me.
Are you one of them ones that's at the window waiting for it to line up?
Yes, she
you
is.
Better. Yes, I am with my clipboard.
I'm sometimes there too, though. I want to count to get a car count. You know, I'm guilty of that too. You know.
Yeah, I'm standing there waiting, and I look at Tina, and I wave at Tina, and I'm like,
she was behind the scenes on Tuesday night. She got a kick out of that because we were talking about that. You know. Yep, that's funny. No. So are you guys getting all ready, Amy? All set? 43 going to rumble opening day?
Well, we're slowly getting there. We just bought a whole bunch of parts this week, and the guys were busy at the garage tonight getting everything ready. Pretty much the next thing we're getting is our sheet metal and our engine and our carburetor, and then we'll be ready to get lettered.
Man. See that? Now they got the boys antsy now. They got their hands on some new stuff.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that about?
Boys got their hands on some new parts, so now they're all antsy. Now they can't wait.
Oh, yeah, they're all excited. I know that.
You know, that was like Christmas to them right there.
Oh, it is. And it's funny because I always go out to Laser Chassis, Jim Bernheisel out there. And that's where we get everything. And when I come in, Jim's always happy because I always make sure I spend a decent amount of money there. But then I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you're happy. The guys are happy. I'm not happy.
Yep. Everybody's happy, happy, happy.
Yeah. Except the car owner.
Yeah, that's part of being a car owner. Welcome to the world. You know. What? How many years you been a car owner now?
This will be my third year.
Wow. Yeah. Did you ever think you'd make it this long?
No. I thought after the first year I'd be done.
That's
but we're
great.
Sticking it out. We're good.
It's
going to be a good year. I'm excited.
Good. Good. That's awesome. You know. Late models get a bad rap, but, man, they're a good division.
Hey, they got some of the best racing.
Yeah. We help them out. We try. How do you like the 25 laps this year?
We are very excited to see the extra 25 laps, but we do have our little, you know, doubts about it. It would be nice to get a little bump in pay, but I'm not going to complain.
Come on, right now we got five more laps. That's good right now.
Right, exactly. Five more laps is great. It's five more laps for my driver to get seat time. It's five more laps for the sponsors to be on the track.
There
we
go.
We'll start with that.
we'll start with there, So I'm glad for him. I like the late model. I think he put on a good show, and I'm glad to see, that happen. We don't want to take no credit, but I hope we had something to do with it, right, Tam?
Well, if you get to interview me in Victory Lane this season, just be prepared. I might be screaming and crying, but
That's all right. Hey, the emotion, the more emotions, the better.
That's right.
You know?
That's what it's all about, dear.
That's what it's all about, man. I mean, roof dances, all that stuff. That stuff's awesome. If you want to go do one of them doing slides across the track, stuff like that, that's great. People will love it, Well, listen, ladies, it's about time for Whippy to go to bed.
Oh, my.
I got to be in that cold tomorrow. I hate this weather. This weather's terrible.
It is. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, I've been in it. It's been tough.
I was going to say, be prepared for the snow tomorrow that's coming.
Yeah, I know. So, but hey, if I can throw a cheap plug in, my buddy's having a benefit at S&S Speedway tomorrow, Kyle Wick.
Okay.
He runs a 600 micro sprint, and he's having a benefit at S&S, $25 food, beer, and all the rides you can get in up
nice.
At S&S Speedway.
Well, that sounds like a good Friday night.
Yeah, so weather permitting, I think Whippy and Eric Whip are going to attend that.
Are you going to take pictures for us, or there's going to be no pictures?
I can't do that. My phone ain't that bright. Eric Whip has a phone that can do that, so maybe
there we go.
Will.
He better get some pictures for us, then.
All right, girls.
Go have fun.
Have a good night.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Whippy. Bye.
All right,
bye.
All right, good show. Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye.
And that was Whippy. I love Whippy. Whippy's on Low Down and Dirty on Tuesday nights. He is your official Victory Lane announcer again for Grandview in 2013. And he's going to have some other duties and stuff like that, too, this year at the track. So you never know what Whip's up to when you see him, so you better be paying attention. He might even have a prize for you this year.
I don't know if I want to know what's in Whippy's pocket, though.
Not what my kid said to me last year, because when they had the hot dog coupons in there, I'm good.
He called us honeys. That was so sweet. Thank you, Whippy.
And Joey wants to do the hokey pokey, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. That's just too much. I can't handle it. I'm not in the stands.
Everybody has to make sure they check out Mike Feltenberger's show from last night, Strapped In, because he had Joey Adams strapped into the guest seat last night and learned a lot about what Joey does, where he got his start and everything like that in lettering, from the days of hand painting to car wraps, which is what a lot of the cars get done to him now. And Joey was on TV last night, so you can go to bctv.org, and I'm sure somewhere in there you can find the replay from the 9 o'clock airing of Mike Feltenberger's Strapped In, and check out Joey Adams and I can't even think. I know Randy Kane was there, and I'm trying to think of the other gentleman's name that was on there. Barry Engstead, I think was the other one.
I don't know. I usually watch the replay.
Joey's going, no, I guess he doesn't want me letting out all the secrets that he was on TV last night. But he was, and he did an awesome job. He was an incredible interview. So, shout out goes to Joey because he did an awesome, awesome job last night.
Yay, Joey. Wonder if we can get my cousin, either Danny or Brett, to call in to see how the garage went tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of like to know what was going on.
And they didn't tell you? They didn't give you any updates?
No. Not yet. But that's okay.
Joey, you did not suck. I can see everything that's going on in the chat room, and he's talking about hokey pokies and chicks loving more laps, and yeah, it's interesting. And Abby's talking about LePape's 24-ounce cans instead of having milk to go with the Oreos.
Oh, okay. Just remember, come to the 46 Late Model to get those Oreos.
Yes, and they're really, really good.
They are really good. I have to say, I do have one or two myself when she gives them to us. Maybe that's why they run out so quick, because the crew and everybody's stealing them.
Well, and then you make the cupcakes, too, and then we're all addicted.
That is true. Those chocolate cupcakes were pretty darn good this year.
Yeah, we need more cupcakes.
Okay.
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Oh, my. Let's see. Anything exciting going on this weekend? Why, yes, there is. If anybody wants to learn about late models, you can go out to Bernheisel and Laser Chassis this weekend. In Jonestown, Pennsylvania, they've got their open house. They're going to have their 2013 Laser Show car there. There's free food and drink and product demonstrations and everything. And doors open at 9 a.m., and they will have some of their laser drivers there. And they will have a Q&A panel with those drivers from 10 to noon. And then they've got some manufacturers that come in there, and then there's a little trade show.
And how much is that to go to?
It's free. Everything is free except the products that they're selling.
So in other words, I need to take off Saturday?
Yes, and if you want to buy anything laser-related, everything's on sale.
Nice.
It says here, Jim has lost his mind.
Uh-oh,
He's always lost his mind.
So in other words, that's where you'll be Saturday?
Yes, I will be there.
Spending money? making him very happy?
Well, actually, we're picking up parts that I did actually purchase this week. They're already paid for, so.
Oh,
we're supposed to get, can we give out the phone number? Because I do believe we may have a caller.
Yeah, it's 646-649-1899.
Anyway. So, what else is going on this weekend?
Snow.
Besides snow. Cold weather. Don't forget, AFB Motorsports has their candle fundraiser still going on until the 31st. We actually now have PayPal, so we can take credit cards. If you go to our website, there is a link that says candles on there, and you can actually order, and I will deliver it to you.
Nice.
Yes, I will actually go and deliver it.
And I tell you what, you can't beat these candles. The candles are by Cadence Candle Company. They are incredible. They're handmade right here in, what town did they move to? Palm, I think it is?
Yes.
They're up in that area, and it's actually named after their son. It's a husband and wife that make them, and the son helps out too. And it's just a great little company. I love my candle. I can't kill it. Unlike a Yankee Candle that just dies so fast, these keep their scents. They keep going. They don't die. So make sure you get your candles and support A&B Motorsports.
Yes, and we've got some fun names. I have the list right here. We've got one that's called Getting Dirty, which is a nice tropical smell. We have one that's called Hot Shoe, and it's actually a hot apple pie. And we've got, you know, different ones that are called Set Up and Rain Delay and Flat Out. Awesome. You know, some really fun names, you know, that kind of, to me, talk about racing, you know. But then later on, you know, we'll do some other interesting names. And I think we're going to have 4 candle sales throughout the year, and each time we're going to have different candles, so in different scents. So it'll be a lot of fun. The candles are $16 a piece for a 16-ounce jar. Can't go wrong.
There you go. It's a good jar. I mean, it lasts a while. Like I said, it's at least 120 hours burn time, which it's a long time that they burn. I've had this one now for a couple months, so you're going to get good usage out of them.
I know I like the one I have here. I like candles all the time, too. I always put one of those toppers on them so they burn evenly. It's nice.
Uh-huh. Got to have a candle burn. Always have to have something going in my house. I need the scent. I like it. Just, it's relaxing for me. It's just calming and keeps me happy places.
Well, I know when I smelled it, I liked it. It was a very nice scent that that you have there.
Yeah, that one's my pink sugar. Who do we have? Hold on. Hey, welcome to Girls Getting the Facts. Who's this?
This is Brett. This is Amy's cousin.
Well, hello, Brett.
We got our garage update.
Yes.
How's my car, or our car?
It needs more parts.
Oh.
All right.
Great. Now, wait. Mike is listening to this show. Keep it quiet.
No, everything's going well. We got the nose on.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Everybody was there. Had some sloppy joe that was made for us, so that was good. And then, we just worked along, and Pops was one working on the rear and getting that all done, and Danny and Scott, they were on the front bumper, and I was going back and forth wherever needed, and Jesse was there, and everything went well, and it's going great.
And did you wrap it all up in saran wrap and duct tape so she can't see it?
Absolutely, yeah. I have some pictures I'm going to send her here in a minute or two.
You're in trouble now.
Now, I have to tell you, I did hear Mike yelling across the house saying, no. Let's just say the racing budget's a little tight at the moment, but it's okay. We'll be good.
It's all good. We're moving along, and we're finding stuff to do on it, and we're ahead of the game, so we'll be ready for March 30th.
Very cool.
That's a good thing. I like hearing those positive garage reports.
Yep. Absolutely. Smile and wave.
Next week you're going to get chocolate cupcakes.
Chocolate cupcakes. That's fantastic.
Oh, I guess I'm baking, huh?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
And then we'll go to the show from the garage.
Actually, I just got home not too long ago because we worked a little later than normal, which was good. So I didn't catch the beginning of the show, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to the beginning of the show. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were telling Whippy about the chocolate-covered Oreos, and he says we have to have milk for him. And
oh, really?
Apparently
Joey needs milk, too.
Oh, Joey needs milk, too. Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pack a jug of milk now for us.
Well, hopefully...
That's Amy.
Well, maybe we'll find a milk sponsor, you know?
There you go. That's about
We need a dairy. There we go.
The guy
so if anybody owns a dairy...
Pull out a jug of milk.
Oh.
Yeah, we sponsors are sponsors, products, you know, whatever. We take it.
Exactly. We're not shy.
Nope.
We're not shy. We'll throw your name on the car.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of space.
Joey, need another name.
Joey, you got to make more stickers.
Yep.
Oh, he didn't answer.
I heard you talking about the Strapped In show last night. I was able to watch that. It was a very good show.
Didn't he do good? I thought he did
a
good job. Even though he says I threw him under the bus now, I think he did a really good job last night.
Yep. He was very clear and concise, and it was very interesting to hear that he did Larry Acker's car and how long he's been in the sport. So that was great.
And what he originally wanted to do? Sports medicine?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I want a letter. Well, a letter at first, and then he started doing it. It's like, I don't know about this. I used to watch. They were talking about Speedy, and Speedy was a character, and he did a couple of my dad's cars, and he's definitely a character. And then my other cousin, he did a few of the cars. So it's interesting to go through and see the process of somebody actually getting the paint and lettering the car. It's very interesting, and I don't have that talent, so I admire people that have that talent.
And I think it's one of those talents that has kind of gone by the wayside now with all the vinyl and the wraps and everything. And it would, like last year when Corey Fleming had the hand-lettered car, it was just something really nice to see. you know, something you don't see that often anymore.
Well,
right.
We can
right.
tell Michael to open up your budget for lettering and have Joey do it, you know, a hand-lettered car.
Wait, let me hear if I hear a yell across the room again or across the house. Now, if anybody knows, my house is huge. It's like, you know, really long, and if I can hear them across the house, that's not a good thing.
What I want Joey to do, I haven't talked to him exactly with this yet, but I have a blank late model diecast car. And one of my early, one of the early cars my dad drove was Big Bad Blue. It was called Big Bad Blue. It was right down the back fenders because when they painted the car, they used that color. And they didn't have a sponsor. So they just put the name of the color that was on the car on the car. It was an AMC body paint called Big Bad Blue. They had Big Bad Green. I think Jimmy Johnson ran Big Bad Green in one of the cup races last year. Well, it was a Big Bad Blue, so they just put Big Bad Blue on the back of the car. And that's one of my favorite cars, was a 57 Chevy.
Oh.
And I wanted to get kind of a retro done on a diecast of that. And I was going to talk to Joey about that.
Joey, we're getting you more work, just so you know. We'll make sure he keeps busy.
And,
yeah.
You know, the name Bob Higginbotham is on the back of the Hall of Fame at Grandview for the number 15, which was Big Bad Blue.
Exactly. Yep. He's got a star up on the bleachers, yep.
Aww.
Yes, he does.
I like the story Joey was telling about the stars and everything like that and the presentations that were done. And it's pretty cool. I haven't seen a presentation. It's kind of scary to think, but I have yet to see a star presentation.
They haven't done it in a while, have they?
No. I missed all the ones that they had in the past, so I've never seen anybody get inducted. So,
yeah
we need new stars.
Yeah, I think my dad was like the second class. He wasn't the first ones that went in. I think he was the second one. That was back, I'm thinking 98. He's got a jacket. I think it's 98 that he got it. So that's when he.
The next time you see him, you'll have to look at his jacket because he's always wearing it.
Yeah, he's always going to the shows and wearing that jacket. He's very proud of that, so it's cool.
Yes, Joe did Bob Starr. So, and Joey says he can feel retirement within 50 years. I told him no, he has to give us at least 60 more years. I'm waiting for him to call. It's coming. You can see it.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, once he calls in, we're all in trouble. It's okay. But we're used to that, right?
Yeah. Sure we are. Remember, I'm still new to this.
No, you're not. Not anymore. No, you're over your newness.
Getting new and stuff like that, just getting back into the late models. Like we ran many years ago and getting back into it with the new chassis and stuff, it's definitely been a learning experience. So it's new, but it's old, you know. Whew.
But I am so proud of you guys. You guys work so, so hard, and you've been with me all the way. And I can't thank you guys enough, really. It means so much to me, especially to have family there, too. That's a big, important thing, because the entire team is nothing but family.
And you know what? With you calling into it, helps give the fans a perspective. Like you said, you just got home a little bit ago. So, you know, you're scheduling and everything like that. You've got a whole day of stuff you have to do. You go work on the race car. You know, this is what you do. This is how you juggle schedules. And a lot of fans don't realize that, you know, you don't have people just sitting there 24/7 to work on the car like the NASCAR teams do, like Cup Series and everything like that.
Right, exactly. I mean, we have a schedule right now as Thursday nights is our work night. That's, you know, we all get together and work on the race car at that particular time. But we also have, if, you know, we want to, we could go and work one on the weekend or when somebody has a chance and go and work on the car. But Thursday nights are right now are working out to be our work night. And obviously when racing season gets going, there is the maintenance program on the car that's going to be, somebody's going to have to work on the car every night during the week. So, and hopefully there won't be any body damage that Danny gets into, but we're racing Grandview, so inevitably there's going to be some body damage. But even just the maintenance part of racing nowadays is so much more intense and so much more that you have to do that it is tough to get there during the evening or when you can to actually tighten up all the bolts and scheduling. So it does take a lot of time, but I look at it as also, and you said it's all family. It's time spent with the family. So that makes it even better.
Yeah, and it can be fun. But then sometimes, you know, we get mad at the family, but that's okay.
With any family. There's always arguments in any family, though. So
that's,
you know,
that's true.
Different
that's
than
true.
Anything else.
That's
who's
true.
The hardest, who's the hardest to work with? Family.
Not me.
But it's also most rewarding when you get to celebrate everything.
That's when you get a paycheck. You don't want to work with family when you get a paycheck. When you're free, or when it's volunteer, I should say, it's okay.
Brett is my cohort whenever we go out and buy parts. He's my my partner in crime to do that. That's our little thing that we do together, and it's a lot of fun.
So you can blame it on him when you spend too much money.
Oh,
No. See, I will not blame Brett for that because I'm the one that's like, what else do we need? What else do we need?
Actually, there's many times where I say, Amy, you really don't need that right now.
It'll wait.
That's on the want list, not the need list.
Yep, exactly. You know, think about this a little bit, and we can move forward.
Well, see, that's why I take him along, because he's, you know, he's the one that keeps me in check, and also he remembers a lot of the stuff that we need, whether I forget to write it down or whatever, because I do have that tendency to, oh, yeah, I know, I got that on my list, and then I go to look at my list, and guess what? It's not there, so...
Ah, he's the voice of reason.
He is, and, you know, he's good at that, because I have so many lists running right now, I don't know what's what.
Or it's like, Amy, you got a picture of that part on the car, on the phone. Show that at the gym, and that's, you pick it up.
That's my favorite. I've got pictures of parts, and it's like, okay. And I'm like, we need this. I don't know what it's called. Well, because, you know, if you got, there's five different makes of late models that people run, and you've got, you know, three different types of parts that are for the same thing, but they're all different. You know, you don't know sometimes.
Well, even you got to know the year in which you got your chassis, because even different years, you got different lengths of radius rods for different areas. And you got different, you know, even slightest differences of brackets could be different from year to year. So you got to know the year, too.
Yeah, and you got to know whether there was an update to it or not. Oh, it's fun. It's not just,
oh. We got another caller.
Oh, we got a caller.
Hey, welcome to Girls Getting the Facts. Who do we got?
Hello, it's Mike again.
It's Mike again. Uh-oh, now you're in trouble. He's heard the budget.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I heard about parts getting bought, but I had to say I like when Brett goes with Amy because he does keep her in check and keep the spending down there. So I thank you, Brett.
Not a problem. I enjoy our trips.
That's good. She enjoys them. She tells me about them all the time. Yes.
The many Dunkin' Donut runs.
Oh, yeah. I know where Dunkin' Donut. There's an app for that.
She just told me about the app this morning. I downloaded the app this morning.
It's great. Yeah. I pay with the phone. It's great.
Yeah.
And I even told him he can do that through the drive-thru as well. They can scan it right through drive-thru.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Now we're going back to the technology that you guys were talking about earlier. All the new technology that's coming
out. Anywhere. It's unreal.
Yep.
Yeah, you can pay with your Dunkin' Donuts order with your phone. You just pull up your little thing and it charges it, and it's really cool.
Pull up your little thing.
It's a QR reader. Yeah, it's a QR reader.
Here we go. Joey's going to call in. We're whipping little things out.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
No comment
on
that.
You know he's going to call now.
I put my foot into there.
Yes, you did.
I'm
All right, well, that was the update from the garage. So I will let you, Nick, continue to talk. And nice talking to you, Mike.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank
and
you, Brett, for
calling
in.
Talk to you guys later. All righty.
All right, talk to you later. Bye. All right, did Tammy tell us who our next caller is?
We have Michael still on the line. We don't have anybody else yet.
Oh, that's right. Nobody else?
It's just me.
I'm working on that other one that's going to call in. He's typing right now.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble. So everybody needs to remember, if they go to Big Mike at Faulkner Ford in Quakertown, he'll give you $500 off a car.
Woohoo.
That's a lot.
Make sure you ask for Big Mike, and make sure you mention to him Girls Getting the Facts, and he will give you that $500 off. That can add up when you get rebates and everything.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to see if Joey's going to call us. He's reading about you whipping little things out, so I don't know.
Oh, see, I opened my... Never mind, I'm not going to say that either.
You have to talk, but you just got to... You got a little delay in the monitor. There you go.
Hold on. Here you go.
Bye, Mike.
Hi, Joey.
I'm not leaving.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you,
Hi,
ladies,
Mr. Adam.
Doing? A wonderful evening. Well, how are you, Amy?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't want to read too much into this, but you seemed a little nervous about me calling in for some particular reason or another.
Well, yeah, because I'm talking about whipping out little things and then, you know.
See, I don't need to say anything. You guys do it all on your own.
Oh, my.
This goes against everything I stand for. This is going to force me to put another hour and a half in Bible study this week because I listen to this show now.
Oh,
okay. All right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I got to tell you this. I was listening to your husband, Mike, on there, and I'd like to thank him personally for doing his $500 gig, for coming in there and just mentioning about the show here. That's
awesome?
Actually pretty cool.
Absolutely. I think that's a fantastic idea, everybody come in.
Yeah. That's some stellar marketing right there, my friend. I'm very proud of you. That's very nice.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And people went shopping now.
Yeah. Now, would I get a bigger discount if I didn't mention the show?
Now, stop.
No. No. Well, you got to mention the show.
Wait. The thing is, you'll get a bigger discount if you mention me.
Okay, the good buddy discount. That's like 20% above and beyond what everybody else pays then. Super.
Mention his wife. There you go.
Oh, my. No, that is awesome, Mike. I'm very happy that you did that. That's a neat deal.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
See, I hear you guys getting the car already and things are coming together.
Yes, and I need to come talk to you.
You're not going totally broke yet? Well, that's where the whole broke issue comes into play, when you see me.
I know.
You thought parts and pieces were expensive.
That's why we got to get more people to come buy a car from me.
Exactly. That's why I want as many people as humanly possible to get out there and buy a car from you and save themselves $500 in the process. Not only save $500, get a good, quality, pre-owned or new car, and be satisfied for years to come, put some money in your pocket so in turn I can take it out of it.
Yes.
Win for everybody.
See, look at that.
Yeah, for every problem there is a solution.
That's right.
And let me ask you this, Mike, not to dwell on the subject here, but the $500, is that applying only to a new vehicle or is that for a pre-owned vehicle as well?
I was told it can be on new cars. I have to check on the used car situation.
Okay.
Just because the market for used cars is a little bit different right now.
Correct.
But,
obviously, if I was going to go up there and only buy a $3,500 back row car, you certainly are not going to take $500 off of that. Makes perfect sense to me. But I thought maybe if you do have some incentive for some of your higher-end pre-owned vehicles, that could work out as well. Maybe it won't be as much, but, hey, every little nickel helps. Every nickel you can put in your pocket is better than giving it to somebody else.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Except I'm going to be giving mine to yours. Wait a second. To you, wait a second.
See, I still win here. This is the part that I like.
Amy forgot to tell Michael that she wants her car hand-lettered this year with a single bristle brush.
Wow. That ain't going to take long.
No.
I don't own a dealership.
No. We're just going with vinyl. Straight vinyl, and who knows, it may be a wrap. We don't know yet, so that's why
cool.
I got to come talk to you.
Cool. Yeah, we'll get you down here. We'll discuss what you got going on, and like I tell all my customers, I can screw this thing up as good as anybody.
Yep.
No, and I appreciate you coming to us. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, you know, it's because I want to win Best Appearing Car. No, I'm just kidding. I did not say that. I'm sorry. I was very happy with my leathering jobs from the other place, and I do not have any complaints.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, there's no pressure there either. No, I just want to win a Best Appearing Car. Yeah, no problem.
I know it's possible.
Huh. Oh, boy. You guys do actually get a nice trophy for – what was that, Mike?
We got to keep the car clean every week.
There you go.
Scrub it every week.
Yes.
Yeah,
you got to keep it shined up. Expose those sponsors, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be there.
Exactly.
That's right.
There you
that
go, Joey.
That is the key to success.
Here's your prospect for a 3D car.
Oh, geez. You know, I mentioned this on that show I did last night, and hopefully that didn't open up a can of worms, but... It could be an interesting thing. It could increase a little novelty glass sales down at the novelty stand at Grandview Speedway if we did some 3D stuff, that's for sure.
It could. I could tell you I've seen a 3D motorcycle paint job already. I have seen one in person, and it was very interesting, but I don't want to have to walk around with those little glasses on my face to enjoy it.
We could make them a fashion statement. If we make them cool,
wait a second.
That's the key.
We have to make goggles. You can't just make glasses.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
3D
yeah,
goggles for the kids.
We need 3D goggles. There's a whole other marketing prospect right there.
There we go. Get on that. Go ahead.
That's cool. But I want to thank Tammy, too. Thanks for – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that idea about a 3D car, though, how can you read – you have to have the glasses on to read the sponsors, because I want my sponsors to be shown. I don't want people to be like, what the heck does that say, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you use that kind of reverse psychology kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
it would appear somewhat blurry without the glasses, okay? And what it does to the human psyche is it intrigues us. We're like, what the heck? I can't even read that. What does it say? So it forces them to get the glasses, and they're actually thinking about it a little bit more. Sometimes when you put something on the car small, it makes people more intrigued, and they want to check into it. It doesn't always work, but it sometimes works. And the 3D thing could work that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at the positive side of everything.
Yes, you do.
Except for when
like
Tammy's
that.
Around.
Like
then it all tanks when Tammy's around.
Oh, it's not I.
No, I wanted to thank you, Tammy, for mentioning about me being on the show last night. I was on BCTV. I had a great time. Mike Feltenberger, Randy Kane, Barry Angstadt treated me like a king. They made me very comfortable. Great guys. It's a great program. I appreciated the fact that they put me on at the beginning of the year so they get their lowest rating show out for the 2013, and then they can go nowhere but up for the rest of the year. But they got some great guests coming up. It's just a nice, informative, low-key show. The camera lady was super nice. The producer was super nice. Just got treated very well, and I want to thank them publicly for asking me to go on.
So here's the question. Did you have to wear makeup? since it's television.
I was in the makeup chair for like 5 hours, and they're like, dude, you're screwed. Okay, we're done. We're just, you know,
and
you're ugly, get over it.
They didn't break the first camera, did they?
Well, we went through three of them first until they got one to work because all the lenses cracked. What they ended up doing was they had the bright light shining on the hosts, and then they had like a 30-watt bulb shining on me. They said I look better in the dark. So that worked out pretty well.
Oh, that's funny. Poor Joey.
Not for me, it's not. It's just, you know. And the biggest issue I've had all day here today between paparazzi and the droves of fans that are seeking me for autographs, this stardom crap is unbelievable, you know. I told a couple of paparazzi people, I'm like, isn't J-Lo knocked up or something? Go track her down. Do something. Leave me alone. Can't even walk to my shop, for God's sakes. Tripping over people. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, so those weren't the bums in the alley just sitting there with the empty bottle?
Oh, it's just unreal. Okay. I'm like, guys, I don't need this. All I ever wanted out of life was a hug. That's it. I don't need all this.
Oh.
And, you know, I got three garbage bags full of women's underwear sitting here that got mailed to me since last night.
Well, if all you want is a hug, when I come visit the shop, I will give you a hug.
I'm going to grab your butt, too. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh,
sorry, Mike.
I hope.
I'll pat you on the butt and say, good game. How's that?
Hey.
It's strictly business. I get no pleasure out of it, my friend. Seriously. It's.
Sure.
I would appreciate a hug for you. That would be very nice.
Yes, I will give you a hug.
Yeah. And the sad part about the three bags of underwear that I got, many of them were used. That's the bad part. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was the bad part. But we survived. No, I really did, all seriousness. I had a great time. They really treated me very well. I do hope people enjoyed listening to the show. I actually had a fellow lettering guy call me today. Said he listened to it. He doesn't do a lot of race cars. He does mostly T-shirts and signs and things like that. And he said he listened to it, told me I did a great job, and that really meant a lot to me. And he said he was going to call in and tell everybody how I stopped by the first time he was lettering a race car and actually helped him out and got some things going for him, and he was very appreciative of that. And he's like, but he kind of chickened out. He didn't call in. I'm like, oh, that would have been a great story. So it was just, it's nice when people, like when your peers in your own business really appreciate what you do. That's a huge, huge thing.
Hey, I have a question for you from a listener.
Okay.
Joey, I'm supposed to ask you, what would Norm say about the show last night?
Norm would say I did okay.
Not and how you're supposed to answer it.
I know that's not. Yeah. And may I ask who this listener is, Scott Deal? Is it? Could it be the captain himself?
Yes, Captain Sticker.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I told Scotty Tuesday night I never liked him from the moment I met him, and I still don't. So that hatred just increases every time I'm around him. And, that's just the way it is. I have just a small, teensy, tiny little black corner in my heart reserved for him. That's it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, well, he's getting a phone call after I'm done here, too. Tell Scotty I don't do requests.
Oh, okay.
No, I love Scotty. He's my buddy. I enjoy chatting with him almost on a daily basis. I pick on him a lot, and he picks on me, and that's just how us people roll.
That's how we have fun. If not, we have no fun every day.
Exactly. Life's way too short to be that serious and uptight, so you got to have fun.
Exactly.
You see that or other race car.
Well, yeah, that's true.
What, did you hit a home run there, huh?
He's already just phoned off. Yep, he's already just phoned off. You're done. You can't get him.
Oh, no. See, you know what? I fire out at him, and then he's okay. Because I talked to him earlier today, and he said some really nasty things to me. And I said, you know what you're working on right now? He goes, what's that? I said, you're working on a Facebook post. And he goes, no. It's good. I'll do what you want to do. It's good. He was scrambling. Mm-hmm. That's just how bad my Facebook posts are. No, we always have fun together. We always have fun. How much time do you guys have left?
We have like 20 minutes.
Tana, is there anything you want to talk about?
Let's see here. Well, since you're supposedly the girls getting the facts, shouldn't you have something to talk about?
We already talked about all that.
The show isn't called, hey, call in and give us girls the facts. No, the show is called Girls Getting the Facts. Apparently what's happening is you're failing miserably at this point in time. You may sound great.
Give me a chance. This is only my second week. Come on.
Hey, listen here, Sunshine. No. Listen here, Sunshine. I got thrown to the wolves right away with this LB&D stuff. No. I'll use the same saying to you as I did on one of the first Lowdown and Dirty shows. Sympathy is between shit and syphilis in my dictionary, so you're not getting any sympathy from me. I had to go through it, so now you have to go through it. You get thrown to the wolves.
That's harsh.
Sure. Welcome to my world.
She's doing really good, though. She's adjusting. She's getting used to this, and we're going to be throwing. We have a special guest calling in next week.
Who do you have?
We're going to have Miss Trish Heller. She's going to tell us about her reign as Miss Racers Roundtable this year.
Fantastic. Very nice young lady. I got to meet her last year at Granby Speedway, and back to Mike Feltenberger, another buddy with a camera who. If you have friends that are photographers, your life is miserable. I ended up putting the Miss Granby Speedway sash on for a minute. And he was kind enough to take a photo of me in the sash along with Miss Grandview. But it was actually Miss Thunder and Hill, Cassie. And I was standing next to Trish at the time. So I got to meet her there. She's a very nice young lady. And I wish her all the success in the world. I guess she ran for Miss Motorsports this past week. And obviously she did not win, but I think she's going to try again next year for what
she'll get
I seen on her
year.
Facebook.
Yep, she'll get him next year.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of things planned this summer, even though she's not going to be, you know, representing anybody like she has this past year with Racers Roundtable. But she's got a lot of things planned, and you know, and she can only just continue moving up. She's a really beautiful woman. She's got a great personality. She knows her sprint cars inside and out. So, you know, we're excited to have her as a guest.
She's kind of out there in sprint car world, like out around, you know, like Lincoln and Williams Grove and things like that. And she'll be able to bring a host of information. It should be called the girl getting the facts because she'll be getting the facts into you ladies that aren't getting the facts.
especially about sprint cars because I know nothing about sprint cars. The only thing I know is that they go really fast and they flip sometimes. That's all I really know
about. Yes, they do. Yep, they go extremely fast. That is true. You'll be amazed, Amy, how much you pick up just hanging around this whole thing. Tammy is a wealth of information. I pick on Tammy a lot, but she's a sweetheart, and she's a very smart young lady, and you guys are going to do this fine. You guys sound great. Your levels are good. Everybody's voice is nice and clear. Caller sounded good tonight. It was good to see Whippy on there.
Yeah, I like when people call. We love when we get people calling in.
I do. I like having guests, too, even though it's my husband, you know, and I'll have to talk to him later tonight anyway. But, you know, it's always nice to have callers calling in and giving us updates on things.
Sure. Yeah,
plus,
you got
you get
garage
that,
update.
I did. And you get $500 off a car if you mention Girls Getting the Facts at Blocker Sioka Ford in Quakertown and you ask for Big Mike.
Big Mike.
And if you
Big
go
Mike.
Visit
Big
Amy
Mike
after the races, you get Oreos.
Yeah, come visit me after the race.
Yeah, milkless Oreos at this point in time, I might say.
No, there's going to be nothing for us. We're working on that.
Well,
are you going to bring a cow?
No,
you're going to write from the tap, for God's sakes.
They're chocolate-covered Oreos.
Okay, I understand that, and I'm not trying to bust you here. I love Oreos, and they're chocolate-covered. That's great. But inside, there's still an Oreo, which requires milk.
Well, I can provide a beer. That's about it.
No.
Beer
this is
an
epic fail. I'm all for bringing a cow in.
Okay. Maybe there's a woman lactating, too. You never know.
Oh. Giggity. Where does that line start?
We're in trouble. Ay, ay, ay.
See, you ladies bring it all on yourself. I'm the one who gets thrown under the bus for making you nervous and, oh, my God, what's he going to say? But no, you guys start it all, and I just finish it.
You're the one that brings it out of us. Because we know you're in the queue and you're in the little chat room, and that makes us all nervous, and we just start saying stuff that we shouldn't. And, you know.
Oh, boy. Were you able to see some of the comments I posted in the chat room tonight, Amy?
She can't.
No.
She wasn't in there. I'm the only one in there.
Well, maybe that's good.
Was it anything bad about me?
It was mostly all bad about you. That's why I said it was probably good that you didn't see it. Yeah.
Screen print that, please, Tammy.
Yeah.
We're good.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, it was a pleasure chatting with you ladies again this evening. Thank you for allowing me to call in and stir you up a little bit. And
oh, Mr. Adams, I would like to know, do I need to make an appointment to come to your place of lettering?
Giving you warning that he's coming.
So you can mentally prepare yourself upon your arrival?
Yeah. Sure. I also need to know if anybody else is going to be there.
Yeah. Would it be better if there was a lot more or a lot less? Would you like a friendly one-on-one consultation? Or do you feel more comfortable being berated in front of a host of other people?
I think it depends on who those people are.
Well, we could fill that room, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be like, hey, Amy's coming in. Come and join the fun. Yeah.
Everybody quick, go over there right now. Hurry up. Get on your way.
Well, you know, what you could do, and this is entirely up to you, but if you wanted to kind of kill two birds with one stone, if you would like to come down some Tuesday night when we're doing LV&D, I can meet with you prior to the show. You can hang out and watch the shenanigans here. And you'll have stories to tell your friends when you get back home.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I go to the bathroom before I come there because I heard you have no facilities for a woman. So
I tell you what, man, all us guys are good. We have facilities. It's called Earth. We can go anywhere.
Do we go back to whipping things out?
Exactly.
Small thing. There you go.
You can always go. It's not my fault. Chicks have horrible aim. Don't blame me. I didn't invent that complicated thing down there. I got a built-in siphon hose. I'm good. Yours needs to be dipped out by hand. It's not my fault.
Oh, my God.
You're regretting coming down here more and more as the topic's going on, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I'm like, do I really want that big A on my car?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just not even worth it. I'm gonna
go to the nearest Michael store and get those little vinyl letters myself.
No. Felt letters.
Yeah, that's what I planned on doing. Who told? Man.
I thought you were doing a crayon.
Cool. The last time I did a car in crayon, they complained because I come off at the car wash.
Oh.
And had to redo it. Yeah.
No, you gotta do Sharpies.
Sharpies are permanent. And they have a multitude of colors.
They do. They have different
shades. What color is your body? Not the one
black
you live in, but the one you're going to... Okay.
Black on black.
Okay.
The entire car is black on black.
Gotcha. with a black chassis. So that's what you mean, black on black. But it's a black nose.
Yep.
Everything's black.
Everything is black.
Cool. Gotcha.
And I want
so
my car to be, my car has to be bright.
It has to be.
She wants us photographers to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want all the other competitors to see it too. Black cars
exactly.
Scare me a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's why it's going to be nice and bright so nobody can hit it. Especially since Danny is a rookie. We don't need anybody hitting it.
Danny will be just fine.
Stripe.
What's that, Tam?
He needs the bright yellow stripe on the rear.
No.
He needs the rookie stripe, yeah.
No, he needs rookie stripe.
No, rookie stripe. I'll just put a piece of yellow duct tape across his butt every time he walks through the pits. There you go.
Well, not to pick on him, since it's his first time in a late model, he may streak his underwear a little bit. Might need to put that piece of tape back there.
That's true, to hold it all in.
Yep.
No, I will say he did drive the car on practice day last year, and he did happen to nip the wall coming out of turn
mm-hmm.
two, but who doesn't? Because that wall does, bow out a little bit.
He was
checking the car for structural integrity.
Exactly. And you know what he did? He actually scraped up Mike's logo on the car. Big Mike's logo got scratched up on practice day. Yeah, needless to say, he was a little mad.
Oy.
Not good. Not good.
But that's okay. That's why
we're
going to come to practice with the old body.
Now that's not right.
That's not right at all. You can't come to practice day with that body unless you plan on a shoot sometime before practice day.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. See, your photographer's already yelling at you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't want your photographer to yell at you.
Because, that's when the photographers take the pictures to sell at the track is on
for the rest of the year. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm being bad again. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Big.
Whoops.
Hey, we didn't name any names.
Boy, is your face red.
You mean you get new sponsors throughout the year and I got to take new pictures? I thought I'd just take one on practice day and done. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not my fault. It's not my fault I got a sponsor with four races to go in the season. Hey.
Nice. Hey, it's never too late to come on board as far as sponsorship goes, in my opinion.
Exactly. At AMB Motorsports, we aim to please. Whenever you want to come on board, come on board. Check us out, AMB46.com. And on Facebook, AMB Motorsports 46.
Yeah, like you on Facebook.
Like me on Facebook. And that's A, M as in Marie, B as in Blackman, Motorsports.
Oh, we're back to M as Marie, not M as in Michael.
Yeah, I thought the M was for Michael.
No. It's Amy Marie Blackman. Mike.
So when he's on the line calling into your show.
No.
The M is for Michael. That's my loving husband. I love him. Yeah.
No. See, he
as soon as he hangs up, yeah, it's Marie again. Screw him.
He's the silent M. He's the silent M.
That's because you do all the damn talking. He can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, right. But don't you know that the wife is always right and the husband's always wrong? So there you go.
Not in my house. And I can say that with confidence because my wife is 100 feet away from me in our house and I'm in my shop. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Mike's listening because I can see he's listening. So you're
hi, honey.
Yeah. Oh, now he's honey. Oh, no, seriously. It's our little secret, but the M really is for Michael. I just want to tell everybody it's my middle name.
No, seriously. All along, he's always been the silent M.
He's got to go out there and jockey cars for $500 less because of you, and he's the silent M.
He is not paying anything on that race car this year. It is all me.
Well, I wouldn't either. He's silent. Apparently his wallet's silent, too. This is the rule that you set up, Amy. You put yourself in this position.
Oh, my goodness.
If you would have just given the poor guy a little credit. What's that?
You're in trouble now, Joey.
You know, if you would have just given him a little bit of credit, maybe his wallet wouldn't be so silent. But no, got to do everything your way. Yeah.
It's always my way or the highway.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you're pleased with yourself.
I am. I am very pleased with myself.
Unbelievable. This poor guy's going to be inundated, like I said, making $500 less per car because he's willing to step up the program for you. He needs a talk to you.
Hey, at least I get his name on the car.
Well, this is true. And, you know, if I wanted to go to Quakertown,
mm-hmm.
to his dealership. And what's the name of his dealership again?
It is Faulkner Sioka Ford of Quakertown.
Yes. And what kind of hours does Big Mike hold up there?
Big Mike is there usually from, I would say, between 8 and 9 in the morning until 8 at night. And he's off on Thursday.
Nice.
But you can gladly call him anytime.
Oh, okay.
Because even on his day off, he is working on his phone and texting and calling and everything.
That's good.
Oh, and he also does work Saturdays from 9 to 5. Well, 9 to 6, I believe.
It's good to
know.
Tries
to get out of 5 on Saturdays during race season.
Totally understandable. So you can
watch
him spend your money.
Exactly. But I would like to make a note that Mike's name is bigger on the car than mine. You don't see my name on the car anywhere. And
well,
I'm the owner.
No, it's because the whole motorsports thing is based around your name. You're at the top of the pyramid, for God's sake. What more do you want out of life? Now, what you're establishing right now is just your greed.
Oh!
This is my AMB empire right here, and everybody is just hanging
goodness.
Out down there.
Now, stop.
Yeah.
This is going to give everybody a bad, bad view of AMB Motorsports.
No, not at all. No, just gives a bad view of me, not so much AMB Motorsports.
Because Joey Adams has his own little world, and that's how everything is.
Yes. This is my little planet.
Way.
Everybody else is just kind of along for the ride.
It's his way or the highway. There's an Amy highway and a Joey highway.
For some reason, I think your highway is a little bit more straight and direct than mine. Mine's got a lot of curves. A lot of stop-offs.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Unreal. Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you got Mike's hours on there, so anybody that's listening there can stop up on there and see Big Mike. And it's cool that they can give him a call, too. And
they can.
Hopefully sell some cars out of this deal. I wish him a lot of success with that.
And the phone number is 484-264-7613 for Big Mike.
And that'll go right to Big Mike?
It will go right to Big Mike.
Fantastic. What kind of cars do they sell out there? What's their product line? Chevy, Ford?
Well, the main dealership he works at is Ford, but they do have Chevys, Hyundais, and there is a Honda dealership that's out this way in Harrisburg. And, there's a Volkswagen in Allentown.
So if I would go to the Quakertown just to stop in to see Big Mike, and I said, I like your cars here, but I really wanted to get a Volkswagen Jetta or something like that.
He can
Could
sell
he
you
that
anything.
Car from the other, so he
yes,
would be
he
able to draw from the other dealerships.
Yes, he will.
So
he will
he
get you whatever
much,
you want.
He can pretty much cover any car, any vehicle, and virtually any budget at this point in time, because you got some low-end cars and you got some high-end cars. So
exactly.
Budget really shouldn't be an issue for him.
That is correct. He can sell you anything.
Cool.
And he will. And if there's a particular version or a model that you want, of like an F-150, say you want the high-end King Ranch, whatever, he can get that for you. He can even custom order them for you.
Way cool.
And he's the only one that really can do that.
That's even way cooler.
Yes. But you can also email him, too. You can email him, too, at FaulknerSales@gmail.com. And that goes directly to Mike.
Fantastic. And we appreciate Faulkner coming on board with your car, too. As a race fan, I always like to thank the sponsors.
Yes, thank you to Mr. Sioka that Greg Fioka that runs the dealerships. Very nice man.
Without these sponsors, many of us wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Oh, exactly.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I think I busted on you ladies enough. Next Thursday's a whole new treat. Now, would you like to set something up for Tuesday night to come down here, or are you busy Tuesday evening?
No, I think I will be down there Tuesday evening. I can also sit there with Tammy and listen in on the show. I'll make sure, that'll give me something to do on a Tuesday night.
It's kind of like an adult cartoon down here when the show's going on.
I don't know if I can handle all you guys in one room. Well, that's kind of crazy.
That's not the first time you said that. But anyway.
Oh, my. I opened myself up for that one.
As your legs, too. But anyway, Tina made it the entire night. And Tina Rogers was here, Tina Mismer, and we had a little meeting with her. And I really thought I had a basketball game that night. I really thought she was going to be gone by the time I got back. And I come in, she's still here. And she's like, I didn't leave. I'm having too much fun. So I think she had a blast here that night, as do most people when they sit in. It's different. We've had several requests to have a live feed camera here as the show is going on.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Well, I've told many people that I like to interview people while I don't have any pants on. So that's one thing that's holding us back a little bit. But I'm kind of intrigued by the idea. We may have to try it. When we have an in-house guest, we may have to give it a shot.
Just make sure you put pants on, because that,
Now you're saying I'm ugly. Thanks for rocking my self-esteem
no,
there.
No, I did not say you were ugly. I just said you need to put pants on.
You implied it.
I did not.
Well, I know what I'm doing when I go to the phone here. I'm going over in the corner and crying a little bit, but that's cool. Hope you're pleased with that. Hey, it's no big deal. Seriously, it's just my feelings. No problem. I'll deal with them.
Oh.
Well, I will let you ladies finish off the show here, or finish
Thank
off whatever
you.
You're doing. And it was a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thanks, Tony.
You're quite welcome. And I'm very much looking forward to meeting you Tuesday night here, and we'll go over some things. Get you hooked up here and show you what's happening with LD&D, and we're going to have a good time as always.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you very much, Tammy. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for having me on and putting up with me.
You too, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Yes, you will. I hope you ladies have a wonderful weekend and enjoy yourselves.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Wow, we had a little bit of everything tonight. We had Joey and Vicky and Mike and, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my cousin Brett.
And we have 2 minutes left.
I have to say, this was quite an adventurous time tonight.
and poor Scott's now feeling a little bit under the weather.
Oh, whew, I need to go and fan myself now because I'm just a little too... hyped up after that last phone call.
Well, you never know what's going to happen with girls getting the facts. You know, it could be anything.
Yeah, we try to get the facts and give it to you as much as possible. But, you know, sometimes we get thrown off track.
Yeah, sometimes we are still the women of the house and everything else is going on during the day. But as the women that we are and the moms that we are, we somehow always make it work.
Right. But like I said, if there's anything that anybody wants to talk about or has any ideas with, you know, go to the Girls Getting the Facts webpage or the Facebook page. Make sure you like us. Send us a comment or send us, you know, a message on what you would like to hear or what you'd like to talk about. And we can go from there.
Or if you have driver suggestions or if you're a driver that wants to come on, you can always let us know, too. We'll have you on. We'll make you work.
Right. We'll talk to anybody.
No, but it's okay. It's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But
all right.
I guess we'll call it a wrap. We have Monday night. Vince will be back on the air with the original show that started all of these shows, Garage Talk Live, at 8 o'clock Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then Lowdown and Dirty is going to be Tuesday night. We're going to be at our Bechtelsville hideout. Whippy and Joey and Scotty and them are going to be having, we're working on Mike Lace coming on, driver of the number 15 modified from Grandview.
And we'll be talking about his 2013 season plans. And we're working on trying to get Shane Andrews on also Tuesday night to give us some insight about what they're doing social media-wise down at Atlantic City Indoor Race. So make sure you tune in and check it out, and then we'll be back here next Thursday.
And I know I will be looking forward to next Thursday. It's always fun having time with you, Tammy.
We have to have our girl time.
I know,
everybody
definitely
needs a little girl time.
Girl time with our Cadence candle burning. You know, we love our Cadence candle company. Thank you so much for sponsoring us.
And,
don't forget, if you would like to get a Cadence candle, you can go to amb46.com and you can order one for the AMB Motorsports 46 late model. We have 12 different scents, $16 a candle. PayPal right there, and go ahead and order it.
Sounds good. And until next week, we'll talk to you all later. See ya.
Bye.